Last week, Pastor Joe shared a very important message with us.
是关于新的一年教会的方向。
And it's concerning the direction of the church in this new year.
大家还记得这个方向是什么吗？
Do you still remember what this direction was?
就是谈到要把圣经里面所说的这天国的福音传遍天下。
And it was to proclaim this gospel of the kingdom to the whole world, as the Bible tells us.
所以在2017年的开始 ,Grace 和我也会配合这个教会的方向。
So at the beginning of 2017, Grace and I are going to also to share something in line with this direction of the church.
我们会分享一系列的信息。
We're going to share a new series of messages.
是关于救恩的计划的。
And it's concerning the salvation plan.
所以我们新的讲道系列呢，是就是这个救恩的系列啦。
So this new series of messages is concerning salvation.
能够清楚地明白圣经里面谈到神在基督里对人的救恩计划是非常重要的。
It's crucial for us to understand clearly God's salvation plan for us according to the Bible.
因为神是我们的造物主，他对人有他的心意。
Because God is our creator and he has in mind for us great plans as he created us.
当我们去明白他对我们心意的时候，我们才可以活出这个人本应该活出来的丰盛的生命。
So only when we understand the will of God behind his creation will we be able to live out the abundance of life that he had intended for each of us.
让我跟大家分享两个故事，是我和 Grace 在亚洲传福音的时候碰到的。
I want to share with you two stories. They have to do with people that we met as we served in Asia.
曾经在亚洲传福音的过程当中，我们碰到过不少的年轻人。
We came across many young people as we served in Asia.
有好几位都是曾经参加过教会不长的时间。
A couple of them had attended church for a short time.
然后就洗了礼。
And then they got baptized.
或者是他们甚至在糊里糊涂的情况下就被洗了礼。
Or even in a state of confusion, they just got baptized passively.
当然这是在他们来到我们教会之前。
But that's of course before they started attending our church.
其中一位朋友他十几岁就接受了洗礼。
One of these friends, he got baptized in his teens.
对于他来说，洗过礼就意味着得着了这个神的拯救。
To him, his understanding was that once he was baptized, he was already saved.
所以后来当我们邀请他来参加多来明白神的话语跟参加敬拜他其实动力都不是很大。
So because of that, when we invited him to come for Bible studies or worship to understand the word of God,he didn't really have much motivation to do so.
他觉得他已经得到他想要得的救恩。
He thought he had already attained salvation which he wanted.
所以他有更多更重要的事情他想去做。
And he felt there are lots of other more important things that he desired to do.
所以这就是其中一个年轻朋友的情况。
So that was the situation of one of the young friends that we met.
有另外一位年轻朋友跟我分享他参加教会不久。
And then another friend, who is also very young, shared with us, shortly after he attended church.
教会的牧者邀请他来参加洗礼。
The pastors of the church, invited him to, to join baptism.
当时他不知道洗礼是什么。
At that time, he had no idea what baptism was about.
所以他很好奇。
He was very curious.
所以出于这一份的好奇心，他决定来参加。
So out of the sense of curiosity, he decided to go and see what this baptism was about.
所以当他去到聚会之后，才发现原来那一天这个教会的牧者帮很多人洗礼。
So only when he arrived at church, he found out that the pastor was baptizing many people on that day.
而他也是其中一个被洗礼的。
And he was actually one of them to be baptized.
所以 他觉得很莫名其妙，他是因为好奇去想去看看西里是什么。
So he was really clueless because it was only out of curiosity that he went for this baptism service.
没想到就被洗礼了。
And he didn't expect to be baptized just because of that.
所以当时我和他聊天，敏感到，哎，从来没有人好好的跟他解释过圣经里面神的救恩。
So as I talked to this friend, it dawned on me that no one had actually clearly explained to this friend what salvation was all about.
也没有人跟他解释过洗礼去归入基督是什么意思。
And no one had taught him what it meant to be baptized into the body of Christ.
所以刚才的两个例子都可以帮助我们看到，很可惜，当圣经的话语没有被忠实的解释出来的时候其实是很危险的。
So these two examples help us to see the danger when we don't faithfully and accurately expound the word of God.
可能令人很快就决定接受福音，而没有思想过神对人的要求。
Because it might cause someone to accept the gospel very quickly without considering the requirements of God.
而洗礼之后，就好像刚才所提到的两位朋友的情况他们洗礼后没有方向。
And just like the two friends I shared, after baptism, they had actually no direction in life.
他们也没有不知道怎么和神建立一份活生生的关系。
And they didn't know how to build up a living relationship with God.
所以他们也没有从上而来的能力跟这个方向去活出基督徒的生命。
And they lack this power from above and this direction to live out the Christian life.
所以在接下来的一段时间，我们一起看救恩的系列。
In the coming months, we were going to look at salvation, this topic.
所以让我们一起珍惜这样的时间去从主的话语好好的明白他救恩的计划是怎么一回事。
So I hope we can cherish this opportunity to learn from God's word what His salvation plan for us is about.
可以去敏感天父亚伟在耶稣基督里对我们每一个人的心意还有救赎。
To be sensitive and to God's will for us concerning His salvation for mankind.
好，让我们一起看今天的第一节的经文。
So let's turn to the first passage for today.
我可以请 Grace 帮我们用英语读出来。
The first passage in 1 Corinthians 15:1-2.
是在哥林多前书15:1-2.
1 Corinthians 15:1-2. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you,unless you believed in vain.
让我为大家用中文读出来。弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。这段经文是保罗对弟兄姐妹的提醒，劝勉他们要持守所听到的福音。
This passage is Paul's exhortation to reminders to brothers and sisters, encouraging them to hold fast to the gospel that had been preached to them.
当他们持守所听到的这福音，才可以经历到神的拯救。
Only when they hold fast to this gospel would they experience the salvation of God.
让我们留意必因这福音得救这几个字。
Let us pay attention to these few words here.By which you are being saved, and here which refers to the gospel. So, by the gospel that you're being saved.
所以，如果我们看中文和赫本的翻译
，If we look at the Chinese translation,
其实并没有很好的把动词的时态翻译出来。
It hasn't really clearly translated the tense of the verb.
如果对比一下英文，你就会发现，其实保罗在讲的是当弟兄姐妹持守。福音的时候，他们正在经历着神的救恩。
If you read the English translation, you realize Paul is actually describing this process when the brothers and sisters are holding on to the gospel. They are experiencing something. They're going through something.
他们正在经历就是神的拯救。
They are actually experiencing the salvation of God, the saving work of God.
所以当我们去看圣经里面出现拯救跟救恩这两个词呢？
So when we look at the Bible and notice the verb save and the noun salvation,
会发现圣经里面谈到神的救恩是有不同的时态的。
You realize that when the Bible talks about salvation, there are actually different tenses.
有的经文是描述神怎么样在过去拯救了我们。
Some passages describe the past, how God saved us.
有一些经文是在描述神正在拯救我们。
There are also passages that talk about the present, how God is saving us.
就好像这一节经文一样，正在经历神的拯救。
Just like this passage here, where it's describing someone being saved.
还有一些的经文是在描述将来在基督里的人将会得到神的救赎。
And there are passages that concern the future where people in Christ, they are going to experience the full salvation of God.
所以在圣经里面神的救恩计划是一个过程。
So in the Bible, you realize that salvation is actually a process.
有起点。
That's a starting point.
有正在经历的这个过程。
That's a process that you're going through.
还有将来最终的终点。
And that's the future destination.
不好像刚才我们所提到的其中的一个年轻人，他以为希勒里他就得到了神完整的这个完全的救恩。
So it's not like the case of that young person who thought because he was baptized he had already attained the full salvation of God.
如果我们成为基督徒以后就觉得我们已经得救了，然后就变得闲懒而没有全心的去跟随耶稣的话呢？其实我们已经走错了路。
So if in our case, if once we became a Christian, we thought we've already got it all and we became a bit slack, idle, then we are afraid we are already heading to the wrong path.
所以救恩是一个过程，所以接下来我们会从主耶稣的教导里面去看看这一点。
So salvation is a process, and in the remaining time, we're going to learn from Jesus' teaching concerning this point.
看看这个救恩的路程是怎么样子的。
To understand this way of salvation.
好，让我们一起看马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
第七章十三到十四节。
Chapter 7, verses 13 to 14.
我为大家用中文读出。
I'm going to read it in Chinese.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。另外一段的平行经文，我请 Grace 用英文读出来。
Now I invite Grace to read out the parallel passage in
路加福音十三章二十三到二十四节。
In Luke chapter 13, verses 23 to 24.And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, Strive to enter by the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
所以这两段经文是主耶稣用比喻式的手法去教导门徒关于神的救恩。
In these two passages, Jesus used analogies to teach his disciples concerning salvation.
怎么样才能够进入到神的国度？
How they can enter the kingdom of God.
也是非常重要的提醒。
And it's got very important reminders.
如果我们把这两段经文加起来一起看的时候，会发现一个图画。
When we put these passages side by side and study them, we'll see a beautiful picture.
是非常清晰关于神的救恩的路程是怎么样的。
It's a very clear picture concerning the way of salvation.
第一点，我们可以从这两段经文清楚地留意到拯救的人是多还是少呢？
So the first point we notice is the number of people who are saved. Is it few or is it many?
所以从主耶稣的回答，我们看到其实是少的。
And from the response of Jesus, we notice it's actually very few.
所以我用颜色去带出了关于灭亡跟和永生的对比。
and I've chosen some colors to highlight the contrast between destruction and entering into eternal life.
所以我们看到神的话语是非常实在、坦诚的去描述关于神的救恩计划。
So we can see that the Word of God is actually very honest depiction of God's salvation plan.
主耶稣不会说一些好听的话去推广神的福音。
Jesus would not just say some nice sounding words to sell the gospel to us.
反而将最真实的情况告诉了他的门徒们。
On the contrary, he actually tells his disciples the very facts, the truth about salvation.
那另外一个例子关于神的话语是非常的坦诚的例子，就是在路加福音的九章。
Another passage that shows us how God's word is very honest is from Luke chapter 9.
我们也可以看一看。
And we can take a look at this passage.
让我为大家读出路加福音九章二十三到二十四节。
Luke chapter 9 verses 23-24.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。
Luke chapter 9 verses 23-24. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
所以这里我们看到，除非一个人愿意舍己，愿意向自我中心的生命去死呢，才可以做耶稣基督的门徒。
So you can see that unless a person is willing to deny himself and willing to die to the self-centered way of life, he cannot be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督对他的门徒的要求。
And this is the requirements of Jesus towards his disciples.
主的话语是不会拐弯抹角，或者是加上好听的话去修饰的。
God's word never beats around the bush, and neither will it be sugar-coated.
可能大家看到的时候会觉得这个话好难接受啊，或者是非常的绝对。
Maybe on first reading, you'd find these words very difficult to accept, and it's too absolute.
但是宝贵，宝贵的就是神借着耶稣基督去，很坦诚的向我们表明，神的救恩是怎么样的。
But the precious thing is that God actually is very honest to us, and through Jesus, He tells us, without hiding anything, about the way to salvation.
帮助我们看得清楚实际救恩的道路是怎么样子的一个状况。
So that we can see clearly, each step of salvation.
如果大家最近或者是近几年有回到国内，就会发现很多诈骗的事情。
So if you have been to China, recently mainland China, you would find there are frauds everywhere.
大约十年前，我刚刚去第一次去中国的时候，也碰到了一件事。
So about 10 years ago, when I first went to China, I came across this incident.
我走在路上。
And I was walking on the street.
有一个年轻的女士就对我说，你想不想试一试这个洗发乳。
So a young lady approached me and said, would you like to try this shampoo?
她有一袋，就是一袋里面都是放了不同的，不知道有没有，可能没有化妆品，可能是护发素跟洗发乳啊，还有洗脸的东西。
So she's got a whole bag of shampoos, conditioners, and maybe some face wash.
我看她很友善，我就说，好啊，那我试试看吧。
So I seeing that she's very nice, and I thought, okay, I'll give it a try.
然后这个女士就说，好啊，那请你留一个联系电话，把你之后的反馈告诉我们。
And this lady told me, oh, please leave your contact number so that you can give us our feedback after you try it.
所以我想要试人家的东西呢，也应该就是反馈一下这个产品怎么样。
So I thought, well, since you're trying other people's products, it's just reasonable for you to give some feedback afterwards.
所以我就写我的名字跟联系电话。
So I left my name and my phone number.
正当我还给他本子要走的时候，他说，这个 加入这个的费用是十块钱。
And as I was about to leave and I handed the booklet back to her, she said, oh, you know, joining this membership costs 10 yuan RMB.
我加入什么吗?
And I was wondering, you know, what have I joined?
所以长话短说，他的意思就是你写了，用了这个产品就是要给十块钱这样子。
So to cut a long story short, basically what she was telling me is that since you've agreed to join this trial, to try out this product, you have to pay a membership fee of 10 yuan.
所以其实后来就知道，原来前面都是假的话，说免费的试用啊这些。
So only afterwards that I realized it's all lies when she said, oh, it's all free trial.
所以其实神的话语很不同，就很坦诚地告诉我们实际救恩的情况是怎么样。
But God's word is totally different, is very honest, and it tells us exactly what it involves in this way of salvation.
所以第一点我们看到愿意走上永生的道路的人是少的。
So the first point we see here is that the people who are willing to walk on this path of salvation are few.
更多的人是走在大路上通往灭亡的路上。
There are many more people who are walking in the road that leads to destruction.
那第二点我们可以从这两段经文看到的是耶稣实实在在的告诉我们这条路是需要我们尽心竭力才能够走到终点的。
The second point that Jesus is telling us here is that this walking on this way of salvation requires us to give our all, to strive with our all.
他说到要努力进窄门。
Jesus says that you have to strive to enter by the narrow door.
然后在马太福音也说这条路是小的。
And in Matthew, it tells us this road is hard, is
小的这个字的原文就是推压、压榨的意思。
And in Matthew, this word that's translated hard, or in Chinese small, actually means constricted or hard-pressed.
它也预表着走在跟随神的道路上有许多的压力跟挑战。
And it's actually telling us that as we follow God on this path, you will come across a lot of opposition and pressure.
其实这也不太难明白。因为在这个世界上人的活着的方式都是这样的。
And it shouldn't be difficult to understand because in this world, the way of life is like this.
人人为我，我为自己。
So everybody should be living for me. It's all centered on me. And I also centered on myself.
很多时候为了自己的利益，大家都不在乎公义和诚实。
And oftentimes, people don't care about justice or honesty because just for their own benefits.
当我们尝试活出一个爱人如己，也做一个公义人的时候，别人会觉得很不舒服。
As we try to live a life that's loving others as ourselves and it's based on righteousness and honesty, other people actually feel uncomfortable.
因为当神在我们生命中去工作，好像光使我们生命活出公义的时候，别人会觉得好像对比起来他们是在错误里面。
Because as God works in us to live out this righteous life that's like light shining out, people actually feel uncomfortable because it reveals their deeds of darkness and it seems to put them in the wrong.
所以喜欢黑暗、自我中心的人就会逼迫这些尝试活出敬虔生命的人。
So people who live in darkness, who prefer these deeds of darkness, they would end up persecuting the people who try to live out a righteous life.
那这条道路除了小之外，也需要去尽心的去走，才可以走完。
So not only is this path difficult, hard, it requires us to give our all, so that we can complete the whole journey.
其实也不难明白，就是 去年我们曾经在营会当中去走这个 waterfall trails 瀑布的小径。
It shouldn't be too hard to understand. If you recall, last year at our summer camp, we went on a hiking trip in the waterfalls trail.
这个路程是上山跟下山都有的哦。
And it's got the uphill part and the downhill part.
所以确实都需要尽力的走才可以走得完。
And we know that you have to really strive in order to complete the whole journey.
要不然可能我们大家下山了，你还在上面，就可能要在山上过夜了。
Otherwise, everybody else might have come down from the hill, that part, yeah. And but because you're not striving, then you'll end up staying there for the night.
所以都看到这个难走的路，确实需要我们尽全力，也靠着神的恩典才可以走完。
So we can see that, In order to walk on this difficult path, you have to give every bit of your being, give your all.
那我们再看看这个努力这两个字。
And let us look at this word strive.
其实这个字的原文的含义是非常强烈的。
Actually, the original meaning of this word is powerful.
举个例子，大家不知道有没有参加过一些的运动会。
Well, just to give an example, have you ever participated in sports day or some competition?
牧师曾经分享几年前在营会里面有这个 sports day.
Well,
运动会。
If you remember a few years ago, there's a sports day at one of the camps, which Pastor Joe shared before.
那在营会当中，年轻人都很开心，也是尽力的去比赛，因为有奖品。
And the youths in particular were very eager to participate because there are prizes.
只有尽心竭力才可以就是跑第一是吗？
Well, if you want to come first in a race, you must really strive with your all.
那另外一个例子就是不知道大家有没有曾经上班迟到过。
Well, another example is, I don't know whether you've had this experience, you're running late for work.
或者是上学迟到了
，or running late for school。
那如果会扣工资啊，或者是会被老师责骂，其实都驱使我们就是尽心竭力的去到工作的地方或者是学校。
Well, if it involves maybe some reduction in your salary, your wages, or maybe you get a scolding from your teacher, then you would probably strive.In order not to be late.
或者是出游的时候，玩得太久，这个旅游巴快要走了。
Or maybe in a holiday tour, and you spend too much time touring around, and you realize the bus, the coach is about to leave.
所以那时候还慢慢的走吗？
Would you still leisurely walk, slowly walk.
应该不是，就赶快拼命的去追上去，是吧？
Of course not. You would be striving, running to catch the coach before it leaves.
另外，这个努力的字也用在战场上。
Oh, another sense of this word is another sense of this word strive is used in the picture of a warfare.
那这个程度是非常强烈的，因为是生与死的区别。
And is got is concerning life and death, so it's a very strong word. That's
如果不尽力的去打仗，那你就被敌人所杀。
So, in a war, if you don't fight with all your might, then you would be killed.
所以这个字的含义是很强烈的。
So we can see that the meaning of this word is actually very strong.
是尽心竭力的意思。
Is actually giving all your heart, your might, your whole being.
所以这也描绘这个救恩的道路，我们应该用什么样的态度去配合神。
And this tells us on this way of salvation, what kind of attitude we need to have in order to work in line with God, hand in hand with God.
那第三点，这两段经文帮助我们明白的就是这一条窄路虽然是难走的，但是却是一条通的路。
The third point concerning this whole salvation plan is that this way to eternal life, even though it's difficult, it's hard, It's actually a road that works.
不是一条死胡同。
And it's not a road that leads to a dead end.
亚伟神是乐意我们经历他的救恩，要不然也不会预备了这样的一条道路。
God is very willing for us to experience His salvation. Otherwise, He wouldn't have prepared this way of salvation for us.
如果神任凭我们，那我们每个人可能都活在空虚还有彼此伤害、自我中心当中。
If God just let us be, then we would most likely be living in emptiness, in this self-centeredness, and hurting each other.
可能我们一生就花在这个今生将会过去的事情上面。
And we would be spending our whole life on things that are only temporary, that would pass away in this life.
错过了其实创造主乐意人活出的丰盛的生命。
And we will miss out the abundant life that our Creator have designed for us.
因为神都是按着神的形象去造的。人都是按着神的形象去造的。
Because man is created in the image of God.
本来是应该活出好像耶稣基督那样去舍己爱人也全心回应神的这样的美丽的生命。
So originally, the plan was for us to live out a life that is like Jesus Christ, that is centered on God, focused on God, and also giving of ourselves for other people.
但从亚当落入罪之后呢，很多人都是效法他的样式去背逆神，为自己而活。
But since Adam sinned, many people actually followed his footsteps in living for himself to rebel against God.
但神已经透过耶稣基督，展现了一条，新又是行得通的一条的道路。
But God through Jesus Christ has already demonstrated to us.A way that leads to salvation that is that works.
也是刚才也说也是救恩的一条道路。
This way of salvation.
虽然这条路是难走的。
Even though this way is difficult.
也是需要全心去回应神才可以走到底的。
And requires a total response to God if you want to complete it.
但是这条路却是可行的。
But this is a road.That leads to that destination that works.
为什么可以这么确定的说呢？
How can I be so sure to say this?
因为主耶稣基督已经走完这一条的道路。
Because Jesus himself has completed this journey.
他一生都是按着他的教训去全心的爱神也爱人爱人如己。
All his life, Jesus had lived outaccording to his own teaching, to love God with all his heart, all his mind, and to love others as himself.
那么他走过一生，虽然被人钉死在十字架上。
And at the end of his life, he was crucified.
但是神也证明他是喜悦耶稣基督的。
But God proved to us that he loves and he was pleased with Jesus.
他也使他复活
，and God raised Jesus to life again.
也把他带到自己的身边，在他的右手边
，and raised him up to the right hand of God.
所以我们看到主耶稣他一生去走这一条道路是可行的。
So we can see from Jesus' life that this way to salvation really works.
不是一条死路
，is not a dead end.
因为他。耶稣基督已经为我们立了美丽的榜样跟见证。
Because Jesus has already set a beautiful example and witness for us.
上个月，昆龙牧师跟Joy 牧师 Hannah 他们来利物浦休息。
Last month, we had Pastor Kun Long, Pastor Joy, and their daughter Hannah coming to Liverpool for a rest.
他们也想。看看英国有哪些地方值得去看一看啊，然后也可以休息。
So they were looking for places that they can tour around and in Liverpool and to take a look.
所以Pastor Joe 跟 Olive 师母也跟他们分享他们曾经去过哪一些地方是他们觉得值得去的。
And Pastor Joe and Sister Olive had given them some ideas of places that they had been to. That's worth going.
我跟 Grace 当中也有一天有这个福气去接待他们。
And one day, Grace and I also had this privilege to show them around.
我们带他们在利物浦走走。
So we showed them around Liverpool.
但我们其实不是老利物浦人。
Well, Grace and I are not. Grace and I haven't been in Liverpool very long, so. Yeah.
所以我们都是带。想带他们去过我们去过的地方。
So we can only take them to places that we had been before.
所以就想到辉弟兄曾经带我们去到一个山坡上。
So we recalled Brother Fai had once took us to a peak.
那里看这个利物浦的城市的风景挺美的。
And you can see the beautiful view of Liverpool area from the peak.
因为我们去过，知道这个地方啊，确实是挺好，所以我们就介绍他们，也带着他们一起去。
Well, because we have been there ourselves and we found it quite nice, so we decided to take them with us to visit this place.
所以其实，耶稣也显明给我们看，这条路是行得通，因为他已经得到了神的喜悦，也去到了父神的右边。
So similarly, Jesus has shown us that this way of salvation works because he himself had gone through it and God has already raised him to his right hand and God is pleased with him.
所以第三点我们看到就是这条路不是死路，而是一条可行，也是耶稣已经走过的道路。
So the third point we see is that this road is not leading to a dead end, but that it actually works. It leads us to God's
那第四方面，从这两段经文，我们可以看到神的救恩是一个过程。
The fourth point is that this salvation is actually a process.
有起点。
There is a starting point.
有中间的旅程。
And there's the middle part, that's the journey.
还有最终的终点。
And then there's the final destination.
那这一点我们可以从马太福音的窄门和路加福音的窄门去观察。
To understand this point, we can observe from the passages in Matthew and Luke where they use the terms narrow door, narrow gate.
其实在原文是 不一样的字。
Actually, in the original Greek, is a different word that Jesus was using in these two passages.
所以在路加福音这个字是门的意思 door.
In Luke, the word that was being used was actually door.
是一个房子的门。
It's a door of a house.
而在马太福音所用的窄门，这个门是城门。
But the word that's used in Matthew, is actually gate, the gate of a city.
我们也留意到，在马太福音也特别提到，进了这个窄的城门之后，还有小的路。
And in the passage we read in Matthew, we recall after entering this narrow gate, there's still a hard road before you.
所以当我们把这两段经文合起来去看的时候，就会看到一幅图画。
So when we look at these passages side by side, we would see a very beautiful picture.
是描述救恩的旅程的。
Telling us what this way of salvation is like.
在当时候，耶稣的时代，他们的城都是有城门的。
In Jesus' time, the city has the city gates.
耶路撒冷这一座城也是建立在山上，是一座山城。
And the city of Jerusalem was actually built on a mountain, so it's like a mountain city, a city in a mountain.
主耶稣说，我们要进入永生，就要努力的进这个窄的城门。
And Jesus told us, if you want to enter into eternal life, you need to enter through this narrow gate, city gate.
进入之后，不单单是停在这里，而是要继续走这一条小的路。
And once you've entered into this gate, you have to continue on to walk on this small, difficult path.
然后路加福音提到，还要尽心竭力地进入这个窄的一个房门。
And in Luke, it tells us that you have to strive with your all to enter into this narrow door.
所以合起来就是，其实就是登，锡安山，去到神居所的一个图画。
So putting these pictures together, we can see it's actually depicting the journey going up the mountain of Yahweh, this Mount Zion, to the dwelling of God, the house of God.
所以 这个是第一世纪的耶路撒冷。
Here is a picture of first century Jerusalem.
所以看到城墙这边有城门。
So you can see the city gates over there.
多过一个城门。
There are actually more than one city gate.
但是在城门里面呢，就是这些的路了。
But inside the city, surrounded by the city walls inside, are these small paths.
然后大家知道这个是什么吗？
And do you know what this is, this part?
有没有人知道？
Does anyone know?
圣殿。
圣殿。So it's a temple?
Yeah. 就是神的居所，就是圣殿，他们。
So it's God's dwelling place and that's a temple there.
所以我们看到进了城门还要走这个路。
So we can see that after entering the city gate, you still have to walk up these paths.
然后才能够进入到神的居所的门。
Only then will you reach the door, to God's dwelling place, God's the house of God.
所以这两段经文合起来告诉我们一个美丽的图画，我们。不是，救恩不是单单是过去的一件事情。
So putting these passages together, we see a beautiful picture, telling us salvation is not only a past incident.
我们经历到神的救恩，成为教会的一份子，基督身体的一份子之后，还是继续的跟随他去走这个，跟从他的道路。
But that after we've experienced his salvation in the past, we have to continue on to walk on this road. So after you've become part of the body of Christ, there are still roads ahead you have to walk on.
然后一直忠心地走直到生命的终结，就如耶稣基督一样。
So you have to walk faithfully right till the end, just like how Jesus Christ had done.
然后才能够去到天父亚伟的同在当中。
And only that will lead you to the very presence of Yahweh, your God.
所以旧约有一个类似的经文描述，登这个神的山。
In the Old Testament, there's a similar depiction of someone climbing up the mountain of Yahweh.
因为时间的缘故，我用中文为大家读：必有许多国的民前往，说：“来吧，我们登亚伟的山，奔雅各神的殿。”神必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，亚伟的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
This passage is taken from Micah 4:2.
是从弥迦书四章第二节出来的。然后在另外一处的经文，主耶稣也跟他的门徒说，在约翰福音的14章第二节。
In another passage that's in John chapter 14. Verse 12, Jesus said to his disciples,
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
In my father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?
所以主耶稣对跟从他的人说，他去父那里是为他们预备地方。
So Jesus was telling his followers that.He went to his father's, house to prepare for us a place.
他愿意在神的家中为我们预备地方，等我们的来到。
So Jesus was willing, and happy to be in his father's house, preparing a place for us, waiting for us to come.
但我们是不是一个竭力进窄门，也跟从耶稣的脚步，努力行走天路的人呢？
But are we one of those people who would?Strive to enter into the narrow door and to follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ to walk on this path that leads to salvation.
还是我们来到教会，成为基督徒就觉得很稳妥，又回到自我中心的这样的生命状态里呢？
Or are we people who come to church and we become Christians and we feel oh we're so secure and we just fall back to the old self-centered way of life?
不是背起十字架去走这条信心的路
，and not really bearing our cross, taking up our cross to walk on this path of the cross.
所以这两段经文也是对每一位想要寻求神、回应神的人都是很好的提醒。
So these two passages are good reminders for all of you who would consider responding to God.
让我总结一下刚才我们所谈到的。
So let me summarize.
所以我们看到得救人是少的，因为很多人不愿意走十字架这条舍己的路。
First point, we see that only very few people are saved because not many people are willing to walk on this path of the cross that requires us to deny ourselves, to give of ourselves.
第二点就是这条救恩的道路是需要人尽心竭力的去走的，配合神的恩典才能够走到底。
The second point is that this way of salvation requires us to strive with our all, by God's grace, so that we can reach the dwelling of God.
那第三点，我们看到这条路是一条通的路，是耶稣他自己已经走过的路，是可行的。
The third point we saw was that.This road, this way really leads to salvation. It works because it's a way that Jesus himself had walked all through his life.
如果我们效法他的榜样，那我们有一天也可以当我们忠心的过完这个世界上短暂的生命的时候，也可以去到天父的怀抱当中。
So, Jesus had already set us this example, and if we also faithfully follow his footsteps,then we know that at the end of our lives, we too can come to the bosom of God, to be with God.
第四点，我们看到救恩是一个过程，有窄的城门、小的路，还有窄的房门。
So we can see the fourth point is that salvation is a process. It involves a narrow gate, a narrow city gate, a small and difficult path, and also a narrow door.
所以得救不是只是过去的经历而已，而是我们一生都要继续的回应神。
So salvation is not just a past event, a past experience, but is something that we have to experience all through our life.
也跟从耶稣的脚步去与神同行。
To follow the footsteps of Jesus to walk with God all our life.
那在我们结束之前，也想带大家去思想一个问题。
So before we close this time, I also want to throw a question for us to ponder together.
既然圣经很清楚地告诉我们这条救恩的路是不容易走，也是有很多压力的。
Since the Bible frankly tells us, this way of salvation is not easy and it involves a lot of pressure.
那是否这条十字架的路是很痛苦的，然后我们好像忍着，直到见神的那天就释放了。
So is it saying that this whole way of salvation is actually suffering and we just try to endure it until one day we see God, finally we are liberated?
不知道大家有没有预备过考试。
So have you ever gone through the painful process of preparing for exams?
比如说暑假前的考试。
For example, exams just before your summer holidays.
你很期待暑假的来到。
You really look forward to your summer holidays.
但是还要考试。
But there's exam beforehand.
怎么办呢？那就忍住，就去读书。
So what to do? You have to endure it. You have to go through the exam to study hard.
然后读读读，读到最后一天，考完试就解脱了。
So you kept studying and studying, and then finally, on the last day of your exam, you are liberated.
或者好像圣诞假期之前的最后一天要工作。
Or just like the last day of work before Christmas.
好像 Kenny 也分享过他那天很忙。
Kenny also shared with us that the last day of work before Christmas was particularly busy.
最后老板请他吃海鲜。
But his boss treated him to some nice seafood.
很多时候我们盼望着假期，所以工作的时候都是忍着忍着。
So sometimes as we look forward to our holidays, we actually just enduring, trying to get by through our work.
所以走这条救恩的路是不是这样的心情呢？
So is it the same kind of sentiment we have as we walk this way of the Lord, this way to salvation?
其实不一定的，很在乎我们的心是怎么样。
Actually, it's not necessarily the case. It really depends on our hearts.
就比如说，清厕所，有没有人很喜欢清理厕所的？
For example, who of you likes cleaning the toilets?
特别是清理 陌生人的大便小便。
Especially trying to clean the clean the
feces
and urine of other people.
啊，这一次我在加拿大有三个月的时间，有机会去照顾我的侄女。
So when I went to Canada for 3 months, I had a chance to take care of my 3-year-old niece.
有的时候我的大嫂她出去，所以我一个人要带着三岁的侄女。
So sometimes when my sister-in-law had something to do, she's out, I had to take care of this 3-year-old girl by myself.
所以有一次她说她要上厕所。
So there was once when she told me, oh, I have to go to the loo.
啊，所以我就带着她去到洗手间。
So I took her into the toilet.
因为她还三岁，所以不能够直接坐那个马桶，所以有一个再放一个孩子的马桶在上面。
不是这个马桶 sorry, it's a toilet seat, is it? Like an extra toilet seat. Because she's only 3 years old, so she cannot sit directly on the adults, the normal toilet seat, so there's an extra smaller toilet seat on top.
但是没有料到，就是她很急，坐上去就开始上厕所了。
But what I didn't expect was that she really needed to go, so before she had sit properly, she already started.
那就可以想知就是到处都有。
So you can imagine it, her feces just went everywhere.
所以体会多一点就是在座已经是父母的感受。
So I got a sense of how some parents are like when they have to take care of little kids.
为什么父母亲还有这样的耐心跟就是说这种的动力去照顾小朋友呢，虽然他们所做的其实是在人看就觉得恶心的事情。
So how come parents are so willing to love their children and to do all these things for their children when sometimes their children cause trouble and you know they might have to take care of the yucky mess that they've left behind?
这个原因就是因为当中有爱。
That's because there's love.
当我们盼着能够有一天，能够跟天父亚伟，还有耶稣基督，还有就是在基督里的家人一起的时候呢
？So when we really look forward to be with God and to be with Jesus Christ and our families in the Lord who have died.One day in the future.
那这些的压力跟困难都不算的是什么？
Then all these pressures or difficulties are nothing at all.
当我们特别在困难当中能够经历到神紧密的去带着我们，那也是非常美丽的事情。
Especially when in the process of going through difficulties, you sense.God's guidance and close presence, how He is with us, then.
所以当我们知道神是深爱着我们，说我们，他也愿意带着我们同行的时候，我们就不会惧怕，也能够有一份的平安跟喜乐。
So when we know that God loves us deeply and that He's actually walking with us, then no matter how much pressure we face or how difficult the situation is, we will not fear.
反而是很喜乐的去跟着耶稣的脚踪他的榜样去走这一条十字架的路。
Rather, we would be very joyfully following the example and footsteps of Jesus to walk on this path.
所以最后一段经文就是罗马书的5:3-5.
So the very last passage is from Romans chapter 5, verses 3-5.
因为时间的关系，我为大家用中文读。不但如此，就是患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。所以也盼望可以鼓励大家不用惧怕走这条救恩的窄路。
So I would like to encourage each of you not to fear to walk on this way of salvation and this narrow path.
因为当我们认识到神对我们深刻的爱的时候，我们就有一份的勇气去走。
Because when we experience and understand the deep love of God for us, we would have courage to walk on this narrow path.
不论路再怎么辛苦，或者是再怎么有压力，都夺不走我们心里神赐给我们的平安与喜乐。
No matter how difficult this path is and how much suffering it involves, it cannot take away this peace and joy that's in our hearts.
因为知道神他乐于在基督里常常的与我们同在。
Because we know that God is pleased and willing to be close to us through our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们今天的信息就到这里。最后，请 Grace 为我们做一个结束的祷告。
So we will end our message here and let us pray.